This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We have a brief one today. Ein chiluk be'isra asipra. There's no differentiation in the prohibition of speaking Lashon Hara. Beinim sipra me'atzna b'rtzaynai. Whether you on your own initiative decide to say Lashon Hara, uveinim amad alav chaver b'dvarim, or your friend stood up against you and he pressured you, and he created pressure, ad she'esaper lai. Don't say, it's not my fault. I wasn't gonna say it, but he finagled, he pressured, he harassed me, so I had to say it. No, it's your problem. You're not allowed to say it. V'afilu aviv oy rabba, even your father or your rebbe, shemechuyav b'chvaydam uv'mayram, that you're obligated in their honor and in their fear. You have to honor them, you have to fear them. Shaloi listar devrem, you're not allowed to contravene their words. Imhem bikshu mimenu shiusaplam inyam plenty plenty. If a father or rebbe said, could you tell me this and this? And it's not relevant to them. They're just asking out of curiosity or maybe a genuine interest. Even if there's somebody you have to honor and respect, v'hu yoyden, you know, shabatach hasibra yuchach lavo yedei lashon hara, then in the course of conversation, you will have to be saying some derogatory information, oya filo rak la'avak lashon hara, or even the dust of lashon hara, asur loy l'shmai lehem, you're not to listen to them, and you cannot speak. Afilu im huraya, let's say a person sees that if he's not someone who slanders people in the coffee room, people are going to think he's a nerd, and he's going to be fired from his job. Does a person have to jeopardize his livelihood not to speak Lashon Hara? Of course. One has to give up all their money not to speak Lashon Hara. Afilu Mura, even if he sees. Shemu Yagal Asmi Nazoi said, if by accustoming oneself in this mida of not speaking Lashon Hara, Shaloi L'Saper L'Oilam B'Gnusa Shal Yisrael, never to disparage another Jew, V'chadoyma Midiburim Hu'asum, or any similar type of prohibited speech, Yisubav Lai Hefsid Gadol B'Inyan Parnasas, you're going to suffer a great loss when it comes to your livelihood. K'goin Shutan Azur Shus Acherim, let's say other people hired you, V'heim Anoshim Shem Hem Reach Toira, and they are people, maybe they went to yeshiva, but they don't have the smell of Torah. V'yaduhu, it is known, shababonaseinu harabim, in our many sins, anoshim ka'elu, people who are not b'nei Torah, heim prutzim ma'oid ha'avay nachamar, they are flagrant in this terrible sin. Ad shem yiru esmi shein piv pasua kokach ma'isim, if they see another guy or girl who their mouth is not open wide like them, yachziku ayse l'shoytu pesi, they're going to consider them a fool and a simpleton, and they're going to remove you from your job, you will not be able to put food on the table, you cannot speak Lashon Hara. A person has to give up all their money not to speak Lashon Hara. Afal pi kein aser, it's still aser. Kechol shar lav, and like any other lav, shemechuyav litein kol asher loy, that you're obligated to give up all your money, v'loy lavar alein, and not violate. Kamavar b'yaradeh ayin sham. The Bir Halacha, the Bir Mayim Chaim adds, we know in Yaradeh we paskin, even on an Isser Drabbanon you have to give up all your money. So let's say somebody comes over to you in Mil Chazar Sashatz and he wants to talk to you. You would have to give up all your money not to say one word to them. A person has to give up all their money even not to violate an Isser Drabbanon. So even if by maintaining this practice one will suffer a serious financial loss, one would have to give up all their money. So you can imagine the great reward if somebody is tempted to speak Lashon Hara and they don't. The reward has to be more than all your money. Because since you're obligated to give up all your money, and mida toiva meruba, so you could be sure that whatever reward is vouchsafed for you is greater than whatever money you have. Rabbi Yisai, have an amazing day. Thank you so much. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.